The next issue discussed by the faculty was the use of bevacizumab for metastatic disease, and Dr. Mark Sosinski began by commenting on a current relative contraindication that is rapidly changing, specifically the presence of brain metastases.
The one abstract which should be highlighted was a combination of the PASSPORT trial and then I think approximately 27 to 30 patients that were on the ATLAS trial that looked at patients with treated brain mets from non-small cell that fit the non-squamous category. They were treated. About two-thirds of them had received whole brain radiotherapy, so I assume that these were multiple mets, but some of them had had neurosurgical procedures and some radiosurgery. In that analysis at ASCO, there were approximately 90 patients or so. PASSPORT has completed its accrual to 110-plus patients. You could use bevacizumab. These were first- or second-line patients. The Bev could be used with any chemotherapy regimen you wanted. And I think the data, if I remember correctly, at ASCO, of the 90 or so patients that were there, there was no incidence of CNS bleeding while patients were on bevacizumab and getting chemotherapy. So that data is consistent with all this data. And I am now comfortable treating, if I think the patient's brain mets are effectively treated and controlled, and I typically make that judgment 4 weeks after brain treatment is over. At this point, with all of this data, I'm comfortable using bevacizumab in this setting because of the safety data that's been generated with all this study. The thing that's kind of surprising to me is the rate of CNS progression being so low. I would have thought that that would have been much higher.
The question is whether that's just a different population. Whether
right.
We selected the population, because I looked
right.
at it and said, that doesn't seem like my practice.
Right. Now, in the coalition trial, which was Carbotax, Carbogem, and Gemtax, I think 18% of the patients that went on that trial in first line had brain mets. I don't think that's been broken down by histology, but brain mets and progression in the brain seems to be much more common than was reported in these trials.